Bruce Freeman, KDIA News. The grounding of those five airlines by the machinist strike has caused many House members to scramble for transportation back to Washington after their Independence Day holiday. But a spot check among Midwesterners of both parties has disclosed no inclination for Congress to intrude in the labor dispute. In Washington, joint negotiations have been conducted for more than an hour now, discussing the difference in the cost estimates by both sides. Assistant Labor Secretary James Reynolds called the talks extremely useful. In Vietnam, military authorities say 396 American planes have been lost in combat since the beginning of 1961. The number of helicopters lost in combat, 179. This is the first time that a total figure has been given for American air losses in the entire war. Militant Buddhists in Saigon this morning have joined a Roman Catholic group and called for a boycott of South Vietnam's September elections for a constituent assembly. The group, calling itself the Citizens Religious Front, charges that the present military government has rigged the election laws to eliminate opposition to its continued rule. In this country, in civil rights development, San Francisco, the attorney representing San Francisco's 1964 civil rights sit-in demonstrators, has asked the state Supreme Court to stay their jail sentences. He bases the move upon the fact that 15 of the demonstrators have already been jailed, and unless the state Supreme Court grants a stay, practically all of them will have served their sentences by the time the United States Supreme Court acts. Civil rights groups are meeting in San Francisco at the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. It's anticipated that they will announce their position on the Auto Row arrest and sentences. In the North, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King says that demonstrations will hit Chicago for an extended period. That story is reported in detail by Roy Wood.
This is Roy Wood reporting to KDIA from Chicago, Illinois, where Dr. Martin Luther King is calling for a nonviolent assault on the problems that are being faced by Negroes in this city. Yesterday, he had a meeting with Mayor Daley that he reported as disappointing. The mayor charged that the civil rights leaders didn't propose any constructive suggestions for municipal reforms. All they did was recite lists of problems. Dr. King says the mayor rejected the two major demands by the civil rights leaders, the rights for a civilian review board for the police department and immediate action on housing for the underprivileged. He's pledged a three-month campaign of marches and direct action against individual slumlords. Roy Wood reporting to KDIA from Chicago.
Over in the nation's capital, a Negro civil rights leader, the Reverend Cleveland Sparrow, says that the nation's capital may see more demonstrations and more violent ones. He indicates that at any time, summer violence could erupt in the capital unless something is done about the plight of the Negro in the federal city. New York City did something today when Mayor Lindsay announced the appointment of a police review board. The structure and the limitations of that board was explained to KDIA News by the mayor's press secretary.
Here in New York, Mayor John Lindsay has named four civilian members of the seven-man civilian complaint review board. The four men named by the mayor will serve on the board, which will review complaints from civilians against members of the police department. At the same time that the mayor named the four civilians, the police commissioner named three members of the police department. The review board was actually created on May 17th by the order of the police commissioner, and its purpose is to assist him in maintaining discipline within the police department. However, the mayor points out that the board serves only in an advisory capacity. It transmits confidential reports on complaints to the commissioner, and it is the police commissioner who retains all of the disciplinary powers and who is the final authority on all decisions concerning complaints against policemen.
Significantly, of the four civilians on the police review board, two are Negro, one a Puerto Rican. KDIA Sports. The All-Star Game in St. Louis today, the best of the National League meets the best of the American League. Indications are the weather is hot. It may have a bearing. KDIA, sound off.
Cesar Chavez may not have been as entertaining to some as the Shriners, but his parade had more meaning behind it. Also, I think that's a good way to hold a protest rally. It's better to enlist the support of the general public than it is to antagonize and get in their nerves. You get farther that way faster. Thank you.
For your opinion, call the Sound Off line at 834-6765. The KDIA Oakland weather forecast for the San Francisco Bay, low overcast and local drizzle through tomorrow morning. However, clearing weather this afternoon. The high today around the bay, 60 to 70 degrees. It's 64 degrees on the John Hardy Show.
KDIA, lucky 13.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Baby,
baby, it's number one of our lucky 13. The Temptations going strong.
Learn what to look for.
Learn it,
baby.
And learn where the bargains are best. And right now, the bargains are best at Gross Brothers. Because Gross Brothers have bought out the entire stock of Furniture Discount House in San Francisco. Right now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on all types of quality furniture and name brand appliances. Need a stove? At Gross Brothers, get a 36-inch all-porcelain 4-burner gas range with oven, broiler, and storage compartment. It's yours for just $49 or only $3 a week. A complete 3-room group. Everything you need for living room, bedroom, and dinette. It's yours for as little as $3 a week. Save hundreds of dollars at Gross Brothers now. Remember, Gross Brothers carry their own contract, so even if you're new in the area or never had credit before, if you have a steady job, Gross Brothers can give you immediate credit. Gross Brothers, 12th and Clay in Oakland for over 30 years. Gross Brothers gives you immediate credit. Just ask anybody.
John Hardy.
You bet.
KDIA, lucky 13.
James Carr is under attack. It's 11:05 KDIA Mixmaster Jackpot time. It's a love attack.
Now here I am, with this pain in my heart now.
It's James Carr with a love attack. I love you. It's 7 minutes past 11 on the John Hardy Show from KDIA.
Right now, Jackson Goldie Ford in Oakland is having a gigantic 4th of July sale. Big bargains are exploding at Jackson Goldie Ford. Here's Mr. Sachs, Jackson Goldie General Manager.
Here's a 1965 Blockbuster, a used two-door Mustang hardtop for the lowest price ever. Only $1,577 and only $49 down. It looks just like a new Mustang, but you pay only about one half of the original price. If you are ready for a brand new Mustang, here is a red hot, sexy red Mustang loaded with everything, including radio, heater, white wall tires, bucket seats, and stick shift. Only $60 down or only $60 a month based on approval of credit for 36 months. Jackson Goldie is Oakland's leading Ford and credit dealer. So even if you have no money down, let me help you buy a car. Jackson Goldie, the working man's friend, will pay you for time off from work while buying your car on weekdays.
Hurry to Jackson Goldie Ford right now. Jackson Goldie Ford at 3050 East 14th Street in Oakland, or phone 261-6400. That's 261-6400. Jackson Goldie Ford.
KDIA, lucky 13.
Moving ahead, here's Vernon Garrett of the Vernon and Jewel team. If I could turn back the hands of time.
KDIA, lucky 13,
just keep happening. Just keep on, there's nothing I can do about it. It's good time, Charlie time. 11 past 11, song number 11 from our lucky 13. How you do it? I don't know. It just happens that way, moving west.
They call me good time, Charlie. Play ball with a whole lot of soul.
The soul bosses make you aware that young men and women who plan to find jobs this summer should register now at the nearest Youth Opportunity Center or the California State Employment Office. In San Francisco, Youth Opportunity Center locations include 1450 Mission Street and 173 Hilltop Road in Hunters Point.
KDIA, lucky 13.
Just trying to help, baby. Trying to help you get your 100. Some Sweet Dreams by Mighty Sam.
Sweet.
Mighty Sam with a sweet dream from sweet KDIA. Yay! Hey there. Talk to me now.
Have you made your vacation plans yet? If not, consider the Flamingo Hotel in the Valley of the Moon. Here in the heart of California's great wine country, you'll find a perpetual springtime, ideal for golfing, swimming, or just lounging around. And the Flamingo itself? It's Santa Rosa's finest resort hotel, with large, spacious rooms and a staff dedicated to making your stay a real vacation and not a labor. In the dining room, you'll enjoy a variety of dishes especially created for vacation appetites. For relaxation, there's swimming and sunning around the Flamingo's Olympic-sized pool. At night, let yourself go by dancing in the ballroom or singing along at the piano bar. For a week or a weekend, write or call the Flamingo Hotel in Santa Rosa, in Jack London's Valley of the Moon.
KDIA Lucky 13.
Yes, King James.
Told me, darling, that you had to go. The fact about it, I don't care no more.
KDIA Lucky 13. Keep happening.
Yes, the home of the heavyweights, Lucky 13 KDI, from James Brown to Otis Redding, as it all happens on Lucky 13.